Morning Watch. Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 8. The Seed of David Becoming the Son of God. Monday. Related Verses. 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 and 14. When your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, which will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. Verse 14. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will strike him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the sons of men. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 10. It is he who will build a house for my name, and he will be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Isaiah 9, verse 7. To the increase of his government and to his peace there is no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it in justice and righteousness from now to eternity. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will accomplish this. Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 3. Then a sprout will come forth from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. And the Spirit of Jehovah will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of Jehovah. He will delight in the fear of Jehovah. He will neither judge by what his eyes see, nor decide by what his ears hear. Matthew 3, verse 17. And behold, a voice out of the heavens, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight. Related reading. In 2 Samuel 7, verse 12, your seed refers literally to Solomon, David's son, who built the temple as God's dwelling place in the Old Testament. However, according to Hebrews 1, verse 5b, which quotes verse 14a of 2 Samuel 7, David's seed is actually Christ as God's firstborn son, who has both divinity and humanity, and is typified here by Solomon. The word concerning your seed in 2 Samuel 7, verse 12, and my son in verse 14, implies that the seed of David would become the Son of God, that is, that a human seed would become a divine son. This word corresponds with Paul's word in Romans 1, verses 3 through 4, concerning Christ as the seed of David being designated the Son of God and his humanity in resurrection. It also relates to the Lord's question in Matthew 22, verses 41 through 45, concerning how the Christ could be both the Son of David and the Son of God as David's Lord, a wonderful person, a God-man with two natures, divinity and humanity. These verses clearly unveil that a seed of man, that is, a son of man, can become the Son of God. God himself, the Divine One, became a human seed, the seed of a man, David. This seed was Jesus, the God-man, Jehovah the Savior, who was the Son of God by virtue of his divinity alone. Through his resurrection, he, as a human seed, became the Son of God and his humanity as well. Matthew 22, verses 41 through 42 says, Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus questioned them, saying, What do you think concerning the Christ? Whose son is he? When the Pharisees were asked this question by the Lord, they replied that Christ was David's son. No doubt, according to the scriptures, this answer was correct. Then the Lord said, How then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies underneath your feet. If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son? The question here is how a great-grandfather could call his great-grandson Lord. This was one question the Pharisees did not know how to answer. The Pharisees had only half the scriptural knowledge concerning Christ's person, that he was the son of David according to his humanity. They did not have the other half concerning Christ's divinity as the Son of God. The mention of the Spirit in verse 43 indicates that Christ is only known by us in our spirit through God's revelation. How wonderful Christ is! He is both God and man, but the Son of God and the Son of David. He is the greatest and the smallest. Oh, Christ is everything. We need to know him to such a degree, then we shall say, Lord Jesus, I cannot exhaust the knowledge of you. Lord, you are the only worthy one. If there is a God, this God must be you. If there is a genuine human being, this person must be you. Lord, you are the Savior, the Redeemer, the life, and the light. Although we can know Christ, we cannot understand him thoroughly. We know that Jesus Christ is the Son and that he is also called the Father, for the Bible tells us so. But we cannot comprehend this adequately. We also know that Christ is the Son of God and the Son of Man, and that he has both the divine nature and the human nature in one person. Thus, he is one person with two natures and two lives. However, it is beyond our ability to understand this thoroughly. We simply believe whatever the Bible says and praise him for being so wonderful. We need to worship him, take him in, enjoy him, and experience him as a wonderful one.